This week, Democratic Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota said she's prepared to introduce legislation to repeal an 1873 law. It's known as the Comstock Act. That law bans mailing anything, quote, intended for producing abortion. It is not actively enforced, but Senator Smith and others say it could be used to ban abortion nationwide. Let's talk more about the Comstock Act and what it could be used for with New York University law professor Melissa Murray. Professor, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this 1873 law, let's go back for a moment. When this law passed, named after a postal inspector, Anthony Comstock, what was the intent at the time?
So Anthony Comstock was an anti-vice crusader who was absolutely horrified that the U.S. mails might be used to transmit lewd materials like pornography or information or materials that could be used for birth control or information or materials that could be used to procure abortions. And he was pretty much really incensed at the prospect that individuals could contracept or terminate pregnancies because that would make sex much more accessible because it would remove some of the punitive or threatening nature of pregnancy from sex. And he was very concerned that women in particular might be engaged in some of these uses and would be able to govern their sexual lives for themselves. So there's definitely a very gendered aspect to this law, but it is basically a statute about sexual control.
And here we are, more than 170 years later, the FDA now allows the abortion pill mifepristone to be sent through the mail. For abortion opponents, how are they trying to use this law?
So the law has not really been enforced since Roe versus Wade, but it remains on the books. So it's sort of a zombie law. And when Roe fell in 2022 with the Dobbs decision, suddenly there was a lot of new interest in the Comstock Act because it does prohibit the transmission in the mails or in interstate commerce of these materials that could be used for abortions. And obviously that impacts medication abortion, but it also impacts any implement that might be used for a procedural abortion. So for example, a speculum might be prohibited from being shipped in the mails if it was going to be used for an abortion. And again, that makes it more incumbent on the shipper to denote what the materials are going to be used for. But again, you can't always tell whether it's going to be used for an abortion or more anodyne gynecological care.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned zombie law. Just kind of stepping back, if a law is very old, does that in itself somehow make it less relevant to today?
Well, it's noteworthy that when the Comstock Act was passed in 1873, this was a period in which women certainly were not permitted the right to vote in every jurisdiction or even in any jurisdiction, and many people of color didn't enjoy the franchise. So the idea that this represents the democratic will of some majority of the American populace really is a misnomer in some respect, because this actually only reflects the will of those who were able to vote in 1873 and to make their voices heard. And now, if it is being reanimated, it's going to apply to all of us, even those of us who are now part of the body politic today, who would not have been understood as part of the body politic in 1873.
Yeah. And of course, a current day lawmaker is in the middle of this, Senator Tina Smith, arguing the law could restrict, and you've talked about this a little, not just abortion pills in the mail, but abortion procedures. Can you explain a little bit more what those concerns are?
So the law prohibits the distribution in the mails of any material that might be used to procure an abortion. So that obviously relates very clearly to the abortion pills, medication abortion, but it also could be used to prevent the shipment of any implement or surgical device that's used for an abortion. And the thing that's really concerning in my view is that many of the implements that are used in procedural abortions are also used in standard gynecological care. And so unless you can actually differentiate between what is being used for an abortion versus what is being used for standard gynecological care, it's going to be very hard to determine how these things are apply with regard to the law. And so it might actually be over inclusively enforced to prohibit a wide range of materials, even if they're ultimately intended for very anodyne uses.
This law, the Comstock Act, came up in a recent Supreme Court case in oral arguments. The case was over FDA rules allowing the abortion pill mifepristone to be sent by the mail. Let's listen to Justice Samuel Alito. He's referring to the Comstock Act when he spoke to Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar.
Shouldn't the FDA have at least considered the application of 18 U.S.C. 1461?
So I think that the Comstock provisions don't fall within FDA's lane.
So how could the Supreme Court here weigh in on the Comstock Act and how it may play out going forward?
Well, it's not necessarily an issue in this case, the medication abortion case that's currently before the court, but I think the fact that Justice Alito mentioned it, and Justice Thomas did as well at oral arguments, means that they are signaling to litigants outside of the court that this is ripe for the future. So, you know, if this law is enforced again, and again, this is really important here, you don't need to go through Congress to pass a nationwide ban on abortion, as has been discussed. All you need is a new Trump administration DOJ to decide to prioritize the enforcement of the Comstock Act, and suddenly you actually do have a nationwide ban on abortion, and that would likely be challenged, and it would come to the court. And these two justices have already indicated that they might be very receptive to a challenge. They might be very receptive to upholding the Comstock Act. And so, again, there's so much talk right now in the election cycle about the prospect of a nationwide ban, but we already have all of the makings of it.
Melissa Murray is law professor at New York University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.